This week, Parenting NI will be launching a report on the long-term effects of high conflict separations and the harm, indeed, that children are going through, the harm that's caused to children when there is a pretty acrimonious breakup. Let me speak to Charlene Brooks, who is from Parenting NI, the CEO. Charlene, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
I would imagine, Charlene, even if the parents agree to be friends in the future, small f friends in the future, that it's still difficult for children if the parents go their separate ways. It must be just unbelievable if there's incredible acrimony between the parents.
Absolutely. I think a separation will definitely cause some stress for every family, no matter how it is managed. But I suppose what we're specifically talking about in our report that we're launching this week is the impact of high conflict, stressful situations, and that's conflict that goes on for maybe a year or more between parents and the impact that that has on children. If it's a shorter term impact and the separation is managed well, actually there is really positive research that shows that outcomes for children are fine when the separation is managed well. If the parents aren't staying together for whatever reason, then that could be in the child's best interest. So really our focus is on that high conflict separation that lasts longer than a year, and really that is very detrimental both to the children and actually the parents themselves.
So the idea of staying together for the good of the children, that's a thing of the past.
Absolutely, and obviously every single situation and every relationship is different, but depending on what the issue is and why there's a potential separation, it certainly wouldn't always be in the child's best interest for the couple to stay together. It really is, and our focus is always on the parenting piece. So the couple can decide to separate or do whatever they wish, but really for us as an organisation in Parenting NI, it's always about, well, how do we make sure that the child stays central to all decisions and there's as little impact as possible on that child or children within the family.
High conflict breakups. Now, I'm not talking about where one parent is actually physically hurting the other parent, because that's breaking the law.
I'm talking
about where they're forever at each other, arguing. They are pointing out all the failings. They are separated and coming back to demand items that may be within the former marital home, and that the children are forever aware of representatives, whether it be solicitors being in contact. Is that where the stress comes from?
You're absolutely right, and that's exactly what we talk about when it is that high conflict. So it's things, even things like being sarcastic to one another in front of the child, verbally abusive, angry, you know, not agreeing, withdrawing from arguments, saying things in the heat of the moment. It's those type of situations that children are privy to when they go on again and again for a long period of time. That's when it really causes the difficulties, both primarily for the child and then the parents and their emotional well-being themselves.
So how do you protect children from that psychological beating that they're taking?
Well, really, it is about how parents can work together to put their child first. We, and you've mentioned, we're releasing a paper. Part of that paper is about the important influences that dads can have on their child's life. So really what we want to try to ensure is that whatever arrangements are put in place, that they're put in place by the parents themselves, if at all possible, rather than going down a road which is where someone else is making decisions for them, whether that be a court or another statutory intervention. It's where the parents really can set aside their personal feelings with each other to the betterment of their child. So it's agreeing things around finances and parenting ideals, the things that normally cause stress and actually cause a lot of those arguments. So it's about the parents being as amicable as possible and setting aside their feelings to be able to put their child first and involve their child. So obviously, depending on the age of the child, it's given them a voice and a say about, you know, what they want to do when they're spending time with dad or what they want to do when they're spending time with mum. And it's really about keeping the child at the centre of all decisions, if at all possible.
It is difficult, isn't it, not to play, you know, the card or the ticket that your dad is not a good guy, or maybe it's the dad saying your mum is not a good person, when one of them is with the children. And that pointing out the failings in the person who you used to love, who you've fallen out with, or who has cheated on you, or has done something dastardly to just ruin your life. It's understandable that an adult would be saying, explaining to the child, you know, we wouldn't be in this position but for your mum or but for your dad.
Well, as we said at the outset, I think stress can cause a lot of things to be said. But I believe wholeheartedly and as an organisation that no parent actually seeks to put their child in that harmful or stressful situation. It's just sometimes in heated situations, obviously parents maybe make decisions that they then could think about and do differently. So it's about moving forward. You know, there's no point in giving yourself a hard time or regretting something that's already been said and done. Largely, it's about how we parent our children in the long term that's important. It's not one-off situations. So it's about recognizing, okay, I didn't handle that so well, so perhaps the next time moving forward, this is how I could manage that situation, or this is what I could say.
Okay.
I mean, there's organisations that are out there to support parents too, and they can even role play how you can have this conversation with your child.
Okay, just very briefly on this one, because it was what I was trying to say and you haven't really touched on it. If the parent is trying to win the child's support, is trying to get the child on side, wants the child to love him or her, they will be negative about the other partner, won't they? That's an understandable thing to do.
Well, I think it is, but I think it's a conscious decision that you could make as a parent to not do that. You know, what I was getting at is occasionally, yes, a parent might fall into that trap. And I think it's an easy trap to fall into, to be honest, if there has been a reason for the separation, which has caused a lot of mistrust or unrest. But I think what we would urge parents then to do is make a conscious decision not to do that. And the reason they would do that is because it's much better for the child. I mean, the research is all there that children will fare better. Outcomes for their emotional health, well-being, even how they do at school, is all about how the parents manage that separation and how a child can manage to have a good relationship with both parents.
Okay.
So I really think a parent that's in that situation really could do with asking for support and how to manage that differently if that's how they're feeling.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it there, but it is good advice and it's a very interesting report. Charlene Brooks from Parenting NI, thank you.